Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Baltimore Sports Talk with your hosts Rob McQuay and Jeff Coles, also featuring Philly Jeff Dye. Now, get your game on.
All right, folks, it is time for Baltimore Sports Talk here on MQFL Live on the blogtalkradio.com network. I'm Rob McQuay, your host. My co-host, Jeff Coles in Mount Vernon, Ohio, and Philly Jeff Dyer in Bel Air, Maryland.
Ooh.
And my other co-host, little Scouty Girl, is going out for a walk as she was just climbing in my lap. Oh,
yeah. 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 Oh.
There's her comments.
Is that a one-way walk or is that?
No. Oh. No, it's not. How dare you? It's not a one-way walk. Come on. All right, gentlemen. Jeff Coles, I don't know what it's doing out there, but here in Baltimore, it is absolutely delightful, which
yes.
We haven't been able to say in a while because it has been that steamy, feel like you're in a sauna or in the indoor pool when you go outside, and temperatures of like heat index of 100 and that kind of crazy nonsense. So.
Carbon copy. We're a carbon copy of everything you just described, and it's just, it makes you want to go camping.
Yeah, that's right. No, see,
no.
Well, except for Philly,
yeah. Yeah. No, I like the fall camping. I like the what gets me in the mood for camping is the fall time. You know, so
yes, yeah, and that's getting there. It's kind of getting a tinge of that.
Yeah. Well, we digress. Let's open it up with this stupid Olympics stuff.
does anyone know what really happened here?
No, I have no idea. I don't even know what was supposed to have happened. What's the story, Jeff Coles?
Well, there's lots of stories. And one story was our three great Olympic heroes were robbed at knife point at a gas station or gun point at a gas station, and then it changed into something else, and then all of a sudden it became they were vandalizing a bathroom, and they were drunk, and basically a security guard caught them. That would account for the gun.
Yeah. So,
you can't handle the truth.
Yeah.
They don't even know the truth.
Well, I think finally we got the truth. Nobody's interested in it. It's stupid. Why are they doing things like that? It sidetracks us from good that's going on. And particularly with the U.S. and the medal situation and everything, and they're out doing stupid stuff.
Right. Yeah. I mean, look at what Michael Phelps has done, Usain Bolt. I mean, at the same time, this Olympics, in spite of all of the problems that they've had in Rio, has come off very well.
Right. Right. Well, I don't know. Philly, Jeff, I know you've had some comments about different things, so what's your take?
Well, first of all, Ryan Lochte and company, I forget about it. They made a mistake. They finally owned up to it. But it's just the best part of the Olympics was those two women who collided and helped each other get to the end of the 5,000 meter. I mean, that to me says an awful lot. And, here's what I know for sure with this Olympics. Anything that was diving, they were going for second and third because the Chinese absolutely owned it. Anything that had to do with Usain Bolt, You were battling for second and third because that man is inhumanly good. But also, you know who came through proud? Maryland. Man, Phelps, Ledecky, Mill is from Bel Air. You know, very, very proud to be a Marylander today because and can't wait for Tokyo, man. That little demonstration thing they did with Pac-Man and Super Mario and such, can't wait.
Hey, you know, don't forget Michael Phelps was born over on Woodbine Avenue, two blocks from us, Rob.
Is that right?
That's right.
I
he lived there until he was 8 years old. Yeah.
I did not know that.
He was at Woodbine Avenue. That's where he first grew up.
Oh, my goodness.
He moved from there after that. But, yeah, real close by. I'm guessing that his first swimming experience was probably in the same pool that we had our first experience swimming in.
The one that was built in 57.
The
King's House.
Yeah, was that climbing the fence?
Yeah.
It's slipping under the tarp. Is that the...
That's a complete inside joke, folks, but our neighbors, the neighbor behind me and kind of catty corner.
The one that fenced you guys in. The one that completely surrounded your house decided to be a prick and put a 6 foot high privacy fence around your yard, 10 feet from the back of your house.
Yep. And sunk a pool in there, and then we would go, when they would go out of town, we'd go over there and we'd swim.
Yes, we'd climb over their fence, and we would slip under the tarp and swim in their pool.
And you
guys are blaming Ryan Lochte?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, we wouldn't do it in Rio.
Well, Philly Jeff, it gets worse because once we were like of high school age, it was skinny dipping in there. So, you know.
Yeah.
Too much information.
There were scattered. there were scattered beer bottles left around there too. So.
The good old days. Anyway, you met the Taos Y. It was probably his first swimming experience. We're talking about Michael
Phelps. I'm not saying that I know that for a fact because I actually called them, and I asked them point blank back in 08, and they were not sure. They said that would really be a good thing to know. Of course, we know that he trained at the North Baltimore Aquatic whatever place there. But I would think that maybe.
And where is that? Where is that?
I don't know. I don't know. But I would think that, that just out of convenience sake, when he was a guppy and a minnow, he was going to Taos and Y just to get his first experience in.
Right. So he is Michael Phelps is 31. He was born in 85. So now let's see. You were still in town until what? 88?
89 I left.
89, okay. So you were in town when he was born and he was over on Woodbine Avenue. That's crazy. I had no idea.
That's right.
Oh yeah, he went to Towson High School.
Yeah.
I just didn't know it. I mean, I knew he was from the area. I didn't know he was that much of the area. Okay. All right. Well, this is boring radio now. Let's move on.
Okay.
Rob, stop right there.
Yeah.
That's a perfect segue for me, my brother. The guy that won the shot put, I forgot his last name, but he shares a hometown with my dad. Boring, Oregon. No further comment required.
Yeah.
Right.
Now, seriously, who would name a town boring? I mean,
Who would name a town in Pennsylvania? A town in Pennsylvania. It's called Intercourse, Pennsylvania.
Yes, that's right.
Country.
Yep, that's right.
Just down the road from Blue Ball.
Okay.
I got to get out of Blue Ball. I got to get to Intercourse.
Yeah, We're spiraling down.
We're avoiding the Orioles.
Yeah, this is
definitely spiraling. We don't need to talk the Orioles.
God, they're awful.
We don't want the depressing. I mean, especially the pitching staff. They went from, we were talking to pitching staff up last week, and then they've just hit rock bottom. And now who knows what's going on with Chris Tillman?
Well, Tillman's hurt. The speculation is that he's hurt more than anyone himself or the Orioles are saying.
That's what I think.
It would make sense given how poor he has been recently, especially, since he's been pretty much lights out all season long.
Yeah.
Sitting with what? I got to look at it. He's 15 and is he 15 and 5?
15 and 5, yeah.
So that's he was, I think he only had about two or three losses before the last couple of games. So he's lost two in a row, I believe.
Yeah.
And not looked at it. Gausman,
he was 14-2.
Right. He was 14-2. Now he's 15-5. So, right. 1-3 over his last four. So that's not good, but it seems like it's probably he's got some kind of a shoulder thing going on. And, that's why he's not pitching as well. Now, okay, so that's the starting pitching. Gausman's had his issues. I'm sorry, but Wade Miley, I was never really convinced that trade was a great trade to begin with, because he just hasn't been able to prove anything, and he obviously isn't proving anything here in Baltimore.
I was hoping he'd eat up some innings,
Yeah. But he doesn't look good. Bundy looks good, although his last outing was a little bit rough. But look, guys, it's not just that. And we've talked about for years now. We talked about it in spring training. How good is the starting pitching going to be? Is the rotation this? It's that. Blah 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 blah. But the bullpen has been good. Well, not so lately.
Right.
You look at that game against Houston, I think maybe it was Friday, and I think the starting pitching gave up, I think maybe four runs in a game that they lost 15 to whatever. The relief, the bullpen, gave up 10 runs. Now, that's not good. And
uncharacteristic.
Yes, exactly. So the Orioles' pitching woes are not just starting. It's the bullpen right now. And the hitting comes and goes, mostly has gone.
And this is what I've been talking about. This is a team that doesn't score when they don't hit home runs. And that is something that the Orioles need to improve on. That's why they need to be getting some guys who can do other things besides hit home runs.
Sure, agreed.
Go into these team slumps. I mean, absolutely.
Agreed.
Right now, San Francisco Giants probably, to me, have the inside track to one of the teams being in the World Series. They have scored fewer of their runs on home runs than most every team in the league.
Hmm.
But they know how to do all the little things right.
Right. Well, and don't look now, but the Kansas City Royals are quietly sneaking up on things, and they're a team that is able to do that too.
Yes. You can never count a team like that out.
Right.
And they're a couple of games out of the wild card right now. They are probably about three in the loss column, but they're.
Well, and you look at the other night, the Orioles hit four home runs in the bottom of the first inning and had a 5-1 lead, and then absolutely blew up in terms of pitching.
Hey, Rob, has any team ever hit four home runs before they made their first out?
that was there was a now I'm going to have to look it up, but there that was part of some kind of a major league record, and I forget exactly what it was. As we talk here, I can try to look that one up because there was some kind of record. Philly Jeff, did you pay attention to that? Do you know what that record was by any chance?
I absolutely do not know the answer to that particular question.
Yeah. I'll try to look that up.
You know, as we go. Yeah. God, what is going on? You know, we're slowly, falling out of things, and it's not attractive.
Well, look, I wouldn't get. I'm not going to jump off the wall right now. They're 2.5 games back. Fortunately, a game yesterday that they should have won, but weather. I'm seriously, and I don't want to make excuses and all that stuff, but I really think weather played a part. Now, of course, the Astros had the same weather, so it's you can't make that big excuse. But a 4-hour rain delay and then another half an hour rain delay after the first inning or two, I can't remember exactly. That messes with you, and especially when a team is slumping, that doesn't help. It doesn't help. But everybody else in the East lost yesterday, so that mattered. The Blue Jays and the Red Sox. So they didn't lose ground. Obviously, they could have gained some ground yesterday, and they didn't. But they didn't lose any more ground. Now, they start tonight. They start a 4-game series with the Nationals. Now, it's one of those split series. So they play 2 in Baltimore, and then they go down and play 2 in D.C. It's like both teams are getting a home game, really. It'll be interesting to see what the Orioles are able to do. I think this is a good test. Obviously, it's an interleague game, so you have whatever. But I don't know. I feel like maybe they go on another one of those, 5, 6, 7 game streaks here, and if they do that, then they're right back in the thick of it.
And they're prone to that. The kind of team they are is going to be streaky because they're all streaky power hitters. Up and down the lineup.
Right. So we'll see. And in fact, I'll be able to give you some live reports maybe because I'm going to the game tonight. And it's Strasburg versus Bundy. So I'm hoping that we see a low-scoring pitching defensive quick game.
Isn't Strasburg supposed to be done for the season by now? Isn't he like the guy who can't pitch in September or not November or October?
Yeah. Well, and for that matter, isn't Bundy supposed to be shut down at this point too for the Orioles? So look, Strasburg is 15-4 with a 3.59 ERA. So he's pitching well. I actually, we joke about that, but if you look at it, I think the Nationals did a good job with him having shut him down when they did, because now they can let him pitch, I think, and not worry about it, and he's pitching well. It's going to be tough. I don't see the Orioles scoring a whole lot of runs tonight. I'm just hoping that Dylan Bundy is able to match that and the Nats don't score a lot of runs. Maybe we can pull out a 1-0, a 2-1 game, something like that. Tonight in this matchup, but we'll see. The recent history is not suggesting that that's what's going to happen, but, I'm not giving up on the Orioles yet. So we'll see what happens. 2 here and then 2 down in D.C. And then I think after that it's the Yankees. So, now I've got other animals walking around here knocking microphones over and things like that. Take your pet to work day. I guess it's that way every day when you're working from home.
That is it.
Yeah. All right. So that's kind of what's going on with the Orioles a little bit. It was kind of funny the other night, I have to admit, to look out in the ninth inning and see Ryan Flaherty pitching, and Pedro Alvarez at third, Pete Pierce at second, and oh gosh, who was playing first? Caleb Jones was playing first.
Ooh. Wow.
And,
yeah.
I believe Nolan Reimold went in to play center field for Adam Jones. it was kind of bizarre out there.
Wow.
So it almost looked like a Phillies team.
Hey, there you go. There's
Segway.
Let me tell you something. I'll take my Phillies team. I'll bring them into Baltimore, and they'll sweep your ugly ass.
Oh.
Okay. All right. Well,
except for yesterday when we lost 9-0.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. Well, let's see where the Phillies sit here right now. Let's take a look.
I think what 16, 17 back.
16, yeah, 16 back. They're 58 and 67. But, you know, I mean, the Nats are 73 and 50. You know, they're one of the best teams in baseball. The Cubs at 78 and 45. I mean, just crazy. What's happened? Let's see the American League. All right, Toronto has gotten to 70 wins. Cleveland's at 71 wins.
Ooh.
And Texas is at 73. So
yeah.
The Rangers and the Nats are pretty much operating at the same winning percentage, although actually the Rangers have four more losses. I mean, two more. I'm trying to bounce back and forth here. I should look at it altogether. I'm looking at a little tiny standings thing, and I should go to the whole thing. Where is that? Where are the standings? Come on.
Yeah. Give me this. But we're going to get two teams out of the AL East.
Yeah.
At least.
All right, let's talk a little. We're about 7 minutes. Let's talk a little bit about football. Let's move to preseason. NFL. Dun, 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 dun. Where's that music? Don't I have that music?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, hit the button.
Well,
that's good. That's a call of the Raven.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not a Raven. All right. Well, that's good.
Or that smart Alec Bird of the Munster. So.
Okay. Preseason football, which is, you know, a little, I don't know. It's kind of. If I can, I guess I can use this word on the internet. It's masturbatory, really.
Yeah.
You know, preseason football.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of fun to watch them playing and everything, but let's face it, the Ravens haven't sent out their starters. Pretty much. I mean, the defense is kind of the starters are out there for a bit, but we're still missing Suggs, Doomerville. On the outside. Can't think of who on the inside. But we did get to see Weddle and Webb and Smith. And right now, guys, I hate to say this, but right now the other starting cornerback is Sharice Wright. That doesn't instill a whole lot of confidence in me. I'm hoping that maybe one of the rookies or somebody steps up to take over that other cornerback spot, because Sharice Wright to me is not very good. So I'm a little concerned with that, but what's his name? Who's the middle linebacker? Oh my goodness. Help me out. Jeff. Mosley.
Yeah.
Mosley's in there. Some of the line guys, you know, that are pushing for things. Some of those guys look good. On the offensive side, there's no Steve Smith. There's no Dennis Pitta. There's no Benjamin Watson. There's no Joe Flacco. There's no Brashad Perryman. And by the way, I just saw a note come across my phone that Perryman has been taken off the physically unable to perform list. And so, you know, maybe we're going to get to see him. I think this third game coming up, which will be against the Lions in Baltimore on Saturday, I think we'll see Flacco. I think we'll see Smith. I'm hoping to see Brashad Perryman. I'll believe it when I actually see the guy on the field. I believe there was another note. I think Dumervil has returned to the practice field this week. So, you know, hopefully we'll see him in. I don't know what's happening with Suggs. So we'll have to look at it. But, you know, here's one thing that I'll take from preseason with the Ravens. They've won both of their preseason games so far, and they've done it with second and third stringers. So here's the one thing I like. It looks like the Ravens have some depth this year, which I don't feel like they had last year.
And especially on offense.
Yeah. So, you know, we'll see. We'll see what happens, you know, obviously when they start playing games for real. Jeff Coles, you wanted to talk a little bit about the backup quarterback.
Yeah, well, actually, the backup quarterback situation, which we thought, you know, was going to be Ryan Mallett, number two, and with Joe Flacco first, Ryan Mallett second. Looks like another player's in there, and third string quarterback Josh Johnson, who is playing his fanny off right now. He's put together some sustained drives. I mean, he hit like seven passes in a row in this game against the Colts, and he looked good.
Josh Johnson looked terrific on Saturday.
There was another Johnson. Jared Johnson, the other one, didn't look
right.
So well.
No, he didn't. I don't. He's not going to make. Look, the Ravens don't typically keep three quarterbacks unless that third guy has some other assets that are that the team can use. They're certainly not going to keep four. So Jared Johnson, he won't make the team. It won't be long before he's probably in that first round of cuts.
Yeah.
Josh Johnson, I think, is making a case. And let me just say this. There are some NFL teams out there that may, in fact, be looking for a starting quarterback, and they might be very interested in a guy like Ryan Mallett, who has some starting experience. He obviously has some NFL experience, running a team, et cetera. So I wouldn't be a bit surprised to see Ryan Mallett get traded to somebody that's looking for a quarterback. I don't know what the Ravens would get in return. And moving Josh Johnson into that second string scenario. Now, let me say this, Jeff, I watched a good bit of that game on Saturday night. And I have not ever been, you know, I wasn't big on Tyrod Taylor, who is doing great things with Buffalo, and that's of some concern. But that's because Rex Ryan is tailoring that offense to Tyrod Taylor. Tyrod Taylor's skill set is completely different than Joe Flacco. And you've heard me say this before. I have not ever understood why they have brought in these backup quarterbacks like Randall Cunningham, Tyrod Taylor, what was the kid's name? Dixon, Troy Dixon. Is that right? The list goes on and on. These guys that are the quote-unquote athletic quarterbacks that run the ball, that can throw but aren't very accurate, and that's not what they're not drop-back quarterbacks. Well, let me tell you something.
They're not. They don't. They don't complement Flacco.
No, they're completely different. So why you would have a backup guy to come in, and then you have to change your entire offense. Now, that wasn't the case last year when Flacco went down. You had Mallett. You had Matt Schaub. You had some of these guys were the same. Let me tell you something. This kid, Josh Johnson, and we're close to out of time here, but this kid, Josh Johnson, he can throw the ball. Very accurate. He's not dropping back looking to run. He's looking to throw. And then, oh, by the way, if he gets in trouble, he can run the ball and effectively. So, you said he had seven picks. He should have that drive where they scored the touchdown with that last pass that he just dropped in a bucket over the defense to, I forget who it was that caught the ball, Jeremy Butler, I think, in the end zone. That's just absolutely beautiful. But he should have been – he was 8 for 9 on that drive with a touchdown. Mm-hmm. He was 8 for 9. And let me tell you something. The one pass that was incomplete was a pass that the rookie, I forget his name, rookie receiver, dropped. He started running before he actually secured the ball. So it wasn't Johnson's fault. It was an accurate throw. It was there. He should have been 9 for 9 with the touchdown. Plus he had, I think he had a couple of runs, I don't know, 30 or 40 yards. The guy can run the ball when need be, but he's he drops back and looks to pass, and he's accurate. I like him. I say trade Ryan Mallett and have Josh Johnson be the backup quarterback for this team, and that's what I have to say about it. Jeff Cole, your thoughts.
My thoughts, we know how good Ryan Mallett is. How far he's going to take this team. We really don't know the upside of Josh Johnson, even though he's 30, and even though he's had 7 years in the league, he's only really played 3.
Mm-hmm.
So we really don't know how good he is, and I'd like to see. I'd like to just let Ryan Mallett go, and let's give Johnson a chance and see how good he is.
Yeah. I agree. Philly, Jeff, I don't know if you have any thoughts on that. You can chime in on that or just tell us what the Eagles are doing. So I leave it up to you.
Eagles 2-0 without an offense, which is good. I think the person that will want Ryan Mallett is Mike Tomlin because Landry Jones came in and threw 4 interceptions. Part of that is because the Eagles have a pretty good-looking second and third tier, secondary. They've looked very good. They have 7 interceptions in 2 games. Landry Jones looks just awful. You know, so you got to have somebody that can do better than that behind him. So who knows? Maybe, and we play Pittsburgh. We play your entire division this go round. So why don't we do this? Why don't we beat Cleveland first game, and then we'll beat Pittsburgh, beat Cincinnati, and beat Baltimore, and we'll 4-0.
Yeah, that's not happening.
Which of those games do you expect us to lose?
The Ravens.
Oh, please! You don't even know the names of the players. What was his name?
Yeah, but they're rookies. They're rookies. They're backups. They're not guys that are gonna start on the team.
Yeah.
No, but you know, we've got a couple of rookies that may actually look. We got this guy, Paul Turner. God, this guy might make the team.
Yeah.
Because our starting guys are horrible. All things equal.
Yeah. Right.
So we'll see. It'll be good. It'll be good fun.
Yeah. It should be. I don't know if Ryan Mallett's gonna go somewhere else to be a backup, but of course he might not have any choice. But I think there are some teams out there that might actually, be looking for a starting quarterback. So we'll see. A couple more weeks to shake out. Obviously, this coming weekend, Game 3 in preseason is historically has been the game that looks most like a real game, at least for the first half. Because most teams play their starters for the first half, and it looks like a real game. We'll see. I think the Ravens are still going to be cautious with Joe Flacco. I don't know that he'll play the entire half, but I think we will see him. But they don't, the last thing they want is to get Flacco hurt before the season starts. So I don't think we'll see him a whole lot, but I do expect to see him at least one, maybe two series on Saturday night against the Detroit Lions. And I guess that means we get to see Haloti Ngata, right? Is he still a Lion?
Yeah, I think so. I haven't heard any different.
Yeah, I think so. So, all right. Well, we will see, gentlemen. And to that end, we're going to go out with football music since it is preseason. And by the way, fantasy football drafts are taking place now, and I've got a couple coming up next weekend, or this coming weekend, I should say. So we're getting ready for football, guys.
Jeff and Rob and I are going to be coming to your neighborhood. Just check your local gas station bathroom.
Yeah, that's right.
Me, I'm here for that neighbor's pool.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Check your pool. Check your local gas station bathroom. We'll be there.
That's right.
All right. That's going to do it for this edition of Baltimore Sports Talk here on NQF Live, the blogtalkradio.com network. And I'm Rob McQuay for Jeff Coles and Philly Jeff Dyer. Have a great week, folks. And look, give us some love. Give us a call. Give us a chat. Send something on Facebook, Twitter, whatever. I don't know about money, but I would love to have somebody call into this show somewhere along the way. You know what? Next week, I think we might try to FaceTime or Facebook Live. Let's try Facebook Live while we're doing this show next week and see if anybody will.
We'll scare them. We'll scare
comment.
Every one of them.
Yeah. All right. That's going to do it, guys. Have a good week. Talk to you then.
Okay. Thanks for listening to Baltimore Sports Talk here on MQFL Live on the blogtalkradio.com network. Join us again next week as we explore Baltimore sports.
Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Company Computer Guy.
Mr. Company Computer Guy.
You are the ruler of the RAM, the guru of the gigabyte, the monster of the memory.
Show me the way.
When we screw up the boot up, you are there. Without you, computers would megabyte. The countless hours we spend surfing the internet and accidentally stumbling upon porn sites would instead be spent working.
Working for the man.
So crack open a nice cold Bud Light, Mr. Company Computer Guy. For it's you who keeps our logons logging and our hard drives hard.
You gotta breathe in porn time.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.